Our first question comes from Kathy from Orlando. She asks, did another restaurant replace Manuel's on the 28th? If so, what's the name? We loved the location.
Manuel's was on the top floor of what is now the Bank of America building. And it was in sort of a very odd space because it was never meant to be a restaurant up there. It was built to be the main tenant's boardroom.
From a boardroom to a restaurant.
Yeah, and if anyone had ever been up there and had seen the kitchen, it was very, very tiny. The kitchen was just so cramped, and they went through chefs crazy there because the chefs just didn't like cooking in this confined space. It was a gorgeous restaurant. It was beautiful. It was one of the best views in all of Orlando, overlooking downtown and Lake Eola, and it was just a really wonderful fine dining restaurant. It closed about 3 years ago, and nothing went in there, and it unfortunately now is, I believe, a real estate agency office, and there will never be another restaurant there, I'm pretty sure.
Next, we have a question from Rob from Orlando. He writes, today my girlfriend and I ate at a national chain restaurant. We sat at the bar. The bartender came over, introduced himself, and shook our hands. In your experience, is that a new trend? Seems like it happens more than ever. He continues, it's an absolutely disgusting practice that a server or bartender would touch the hands of every patron. Have you noticed this before?
Yeah, I've had it happen to me in several restaurants, not only chains. You know, on one hand, it's the brotherhood of man, and you really want to be friends with everybody, and you'll go down the street all day shaking hands with people that you meet. But when you go into a restaurant and you sit down, you're sort of thinking, I'm going to be eating with these hands, and I don't know what that person has done with his hands. I know people who actually carry a little bottle of the sanitizer with them just for occasions like that. And the other aspect of it is that, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I'm not there to make friends with the staff. You know, I don't necessarily need to shake hands with you. Maybe on the way out, if we've had a wonderful bonding experience and it's just been an absolute delight, I might extend my hand and say thank you so much for such a wonderful evening and all the great service. But, you know, it's just that relationship that is just so tenuous between the customer and the staff that I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to build that relationship and build that bond, but let's do it with good service and not necessarily handshaking.
Thank you, Scott. And the next question is from Kelly from out of state. She says, a group of dairymen are traveling to Orlando in October of this year for an annual meeting, and we really want to pick a great place for a group dinner. Is there anything specific you would recommend? We, of course, all love beef, and more beef, she says. Fish is also great since many of us are so far from the ocean.
You know, we happen to have lots of really good steakhouses down in the convention area. One of my favorites, and this one gets overlooked a lot by locals, is Spencer's for Steaks and Chops, which is at the Hilton Orlando, right next door to the convention center. Really a fine, upscale restaurant that just does a terrific job with its steaks. Capital Grill is also very good at Point Orlando. We've got Vito's Chop House. And if they don't mind heading over to Restaurant Row, you've got Ruth's Chris, you've got Morton's, lots of good choices, Moonfish for seafood.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.